Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, maintaining and operating the 800-mile Trans-Alaska Pipeline since 1977. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude rose from $71.85 per barrel to $73.43 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also rose from $70.10 per barrel to $71.72 per barrel. How low can you go? Really? That's one question Alaska researchers are asking of a new heat pump prototype this winter. Along with installing solar power systems and battery storage, heat pump deployment was one of three major components of a federal grant awarded to the Northwest Arctic Borough earlier this year. But as KUAC's Patrick Gilchrist reports, completing that task also means tracking and testing technological advancements.
Back in February, the Northwest Arctic Borough received a $55 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy, with part of that total reserved for the installation of 850 air source heat pumps in 11 different villages. But before that grant-funded rollout begins, the borough must select which model to deploy. That means generating data and crunching numbers, says Ingemar Mathiasen, the Northwest Arctic Borough's energy manager.
We have now a test going on with an LG heat pump, which is something called an LG premium, that can go down to 30, 40 below and still produce 70 degrees inside the house. And we're going to test one of those here through the rest of the winter. We're installing it pretty quick here. And there's also one in Fairbanks that's being installed over there by NREL.
A few hundred miles southeast of Mathiasen, Tom Marsick walks to the corner of a classroom at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, or NREL campus, and points out the window.
You can see it right here. So that's the outside unit of the heat pump.
He's the lab's chief scientist.
So we can see the indoor unit hanging here on the wall, the indoor unit of the heat pump. We can see lines connecting it and going through the wall and connecting it to the outside unit.
A 6-foot collapsible table stands between Marsick and the eggshell-colored indoor unit. Some hand tools and wire are scattered across the table's surface.
We are evaluating the performance of this heat pump so they can decide, is it really the model they want to use? And if so, then we can also provide guidelines on how to potentially operate this heat pump in the most beneficial way.
Marsick says the technology works by capturing heat from the air, however cold it may seem, and then sending that air inside to warm up a space. It's like refrigeration, which removes hot air from an enclosure to keep it cool, but in reverse.
The coil of the outside unit is colder than the outside environment. That's how it can extract the heat from that, because heat flows from hot to cold.
Heat pumps aren't exactly new. In some fashion, they've been part of the home heating picture since the 1960s. But the technology is evolving and working at colder and colder temperatures. Earlier this year, the MIT Technological Review listed heat pumps as one of the 10 breakthrough technologies of 2024. The LG prototype at NREL is designed to operate down to about 30 below, and maybe even lower. That's more than 10 degrees colder than the backup model for the Northwest Arctic Borough's project, which is a Mitsubishi heat pump. But Mathiasen says that capability could come with its own set of limitations the borough needs to assess before making a final selection on the model.
It's a new variation to be able to go down to lower temperatures, but they also draw more power. So we want to measure how efficient they are.
Throughout the Fairbanks winter, Marsick and others will keep tabs on how the LG prototype responds to natural fluctuations in the temperature outside. Also, to mimic differing levels of building insulation, they'll pit the heat pump against a portable air conditioner that will run incrementally in the room. The U.S. Department of Energy is funding the $130,000 testing project. Here's Marsick again.
So we have put a bunch of sensors onto the heat pump, on the indoor unit and on the outdoor unit, to allow us to measure how much electrical energy we are putting into it, and also how much heat this heat pump is supplying into this environment.
Whichever model makes the cut, Mathiasen expects the installation of heat pumps to get underway this summer in villages already converted to renewable-centric microgrids.
So that's Chungnak and Kobuk and Noatak and Deering.
The heat pumps will then be deployed to the other villages, but only after their microgrids introduce solar power and battery storage to offset some diesel in the production of electricity.
If you put heat pumps into the communities without the renewables, you're actually going to burn more diesel.
Mathiasen says the conversion should be complete by 2029. In Fairbanks, I'm Patrick Gilchrist.
In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.